Good morning, a Monday morning. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, is back with us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
The outgoing congressman from New York's 19th District, that's the Republican John Faso. You have a column today about him being mentioned as a possible New York State Republican chairman.
Right. After the disastrous elections for the Republicans last month, there's been talk that Ed Cox could be on his way out. He's the state GOP party chairman. There's been several county chairmen whose names have surfaced, but a new one that surfaced last week was John Faso, who will be out of Congress come the new year. Faso didn't exactly rule it out. He just said he's focused on finishing up his term, and then he'll decide, you know, what he wants to do with the rest of his life.
You've already written that Ed Cox would like to remain as chairman, even possibly run for another term. Have you spoken to him about this?
No, but that's true. Cox, there's not a lot that can be done, at least until September. That's when his term is up, unless there's enough pressure on him to step aside. Right now, there isn't, because no one has coalesced around a single candidate. Nick Langworthy, the Erie County Republican chairman, has been mentioned as a possibility. Suffolk County chairman John J. Laval has been mentioned. And even a Republican operative, O'Brien Murray, who worked on the campaign this year for the attorney general candidate, the Republican attorney general candidate, Keith Woodford, his name is also out there. But no one has coalesced yet behind a single candidate. So there's no pressure on Cox right now to step aside.
Democrat Mike Gianaris, one of many who have been opposing the Amazon deal, which is, as you point out, raising questions about his endgame.
Gianaris has been among the most vocal critics of this project. The Amazon headquarters would be in his district, would create maybe 25,000 jobs or more. So people have been left to wonder, what is his endgame? Does he want to kill the project? Does he want to dramatically alter it? What he said to me yesterday was he thinks that it should be scrapped as is and that the process needs to be reset. There are two things he really disagrees with. One, he doesn't like the fact that $3 billion or nearly $3 billion is being given in government subsidies to one of the world's richest companies. And two, he thought that the process lacked transparency, and he wants to address all that. So for a lot of people, they think that perhaps Gianaris, known as a more of a moderate, has gone hard on this issue because of local politics. His Queens district has really gone progressive with the election of Ocasio-Cortez to Congress and Jessica Ramos to the state Senate. They feel he's reading the tea leaves and is heading that way.
We're hearing about single-payer health care in New York, and certainly there's opposition brewing around that issue.
Single-payer health care is going to be a big issue this year. It's unlikely to get done for a multitude of reasons. One, the cost. The governor has raised questions about that, saying it would probably be better done on a national level. And two, you would need federal approvals, but still it's a top issue for a lot of legislative Democrats, and they might want to see how they can do it. New York City unions have been opposed to it because they feel it could reduce their benefits. And now it looks like the sponsors of the bill have promised that they would submit a new version that would basically exempt the unions from it.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo became the vice chair of the New York Governors Association over the weekend, really the top Democrat on that.
Yeah, he's already a policy chair on the Democratic Governors Association, but for the National Governors Association, which is a bipartisan group, the chair alternates every term from Democrat to Republican. So the next term, the chairman will be a Republican, so Cuomo will be the highest-ranking Democrat on the commission. It gives him a national profile. I'm sure it'll, you know, lead to speculation. Does that mean he'll run? He has insisted, including on this station, he has no plans on running for president in 2020. A lot of people don't think he will, but this is a nice national platform for him to weigh in on national issues.
Speaking about the governor on this station, you have written a column about some of the things he said, including saying House Democrats should not play politics with impeachment.
2 days after he had met with President Trump, you know, Alan Chartok on the station asked him about the possible impeachment of the president now that the Democrats control the House. And he basically said it would be a disaster for the Democrats if they did it for political reasons. He said it should be based just on what the facts are. And he says, as of right now, we don't know what they are until we see the Mueller report, but that the Democrats shouldn't play politics with the issue.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. More of our conversation online at WAMC.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.